Well, you've done some interesting choices with regards to gender, with regards to casting. Robert, could you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. Well, we have about a 50-50 male-female gender breakdown for the company. You know, this is a play where Shakespeare is playing with gender anyway. I mean, we have Rosalind who goes into the forest, who dresses herself as a boy, but then pretends to be a woman in order to woo the man that she loves and get to know him better. And so, of course, in the original production that
must have been really confusing.
Well, yes. It was a little cheeky, probably, in some ways, because in the original production, it would have been a boy playing a woman, playing a boy, playing a woman. So it's complicated and funny. But in this version, we are playing with gender in different ways. I mean, we're actually turning roles that are conventionally played by men into female characters. In fact, the Duke Senior, who is the virtuous Duke who's banished, is played by a woman, Lisa Gay Dixon. Jaques, as we mentioned, is played by a female actor. So we're looking at a world of kind of female empowerment throughout the play. And I think that Shakespeare does that. I mean, there's a discussion right now about whether or not Shakespeare may have been a woman. There's some people who are saying that Shakespeare could not have written such rich female characters without actually being female. It's fascinating as a concept. I don't know that we'll ever know for sure. But I think certainly he is interested in the fluidity of gender, you know, in his writing, and playing with what is male and what is female in a kind of non-binary way. And so we're embracing that throughout the production. The play already does that, but I think, you know, we are just embracing that in every way.